But during the Drashot Aran, what pages is it over there? I know the editions. What pages is
it? Oh, this is
Nun Chet in the Shalem edition. And Tzadi in the Mishor edition and Kuf Samach in the Mosad Hav Kuk edition. So the Ramban discussed last week, the Ran discussed last week, why the Torah has to reiterate, do not bow to the gods of the nations, do not serve them, because the Torah just gave us a certain license that in this instance, Hashem says, I want you to listen to the angel. I'm going to send an angel in your midst. Hashem says, well, don't get confused here. Don't start bowing to the gods of the nations just because I told you I will send an angel to guide you into the land of Israel. That doesn't mean I now want you bowing or serving any other force in the world. This is one instance where I'm sending an angel to guide you into the land of Israel. So that was the Ran's explanation last week. Now the Ran is saying there's another reason why the Torah reiterates at this juncture the prohibition, do not bow to the gods of the land, do not serve them. Because I think the root of why people become pagans, why do people worship idols? It all stemmed from the thought that people had, they said, the angels do have capacity, and the heavenly forces, they all have capacity, as they desire. When we attribute to the forces that be, the powers that be it the angels or the heavenly forces, when we say they have their own strengths and they can choose to benefit or harm in accordance with their own desire, that is at the root of idol worship. And how did people come to this error? As I will explain. Vehu, and that is as follows. Although these forces cannot benefit or harm as they desire, in kolze nonetheless, nonetheless, a person can align himself just as you can walk out into the sun and get the rays of the sun and be heated. By the same token, there are forces, and if you align yourself correctly with those forces, a person can tap into those forces. As you might say, that the nature of the moon is to impart humidity, and depending on how the item can accept its humidity, the moon affects it. And items are heated in accordance with their capacity to accept heat. You take out a black piece of paper in the sun, you take out a white piece of paper in the sun. They're not going to get the same temperature. Different items absorb heat differently. And you just apply the same line of reasoning to other stars and angels that are above the sun and the moon. Omnam but. There are one of two ways in which one can align oneself, prepare oneself to tap into the powers that be. Okay, so that's where we'll pick up Be'ezrat Hashem next week, with the two ways in which a person can try to tap into these forces and how ultimately that led to paganism. We'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week.